for causing a person to lose his senses, for gaining dignity and honor, for arousing hatred between friends, for obtaining a banquet, for resuscitating a dead person.
Desiring.
For invisibility.
Erogenous zones are often filled in with desires or lost objects sewn over the zones or filling in the orifices or both. There are several variations of desiring stitch. Two are given here.
For obtaining a woman's love.
To work, method one.
For constraining a man, woman, spirit or beast.
This method is slow, but very secure, as if a thread breaks in where only one desire is lost.
For obtaining a flying throne.
Bring the libido through from the unconscious, threaded with number 50 drive, matching the fabric.
For finding something in sleep.
Pick up a desire, then take a backstitch to secure it in place.
The mirror of flower for revelation of past, present and future.
To work, method two.
Another way of using a mirror.
Have two libidos threaded with number 50 drive.
First mirror of Lilith.
The first should be a special desiring libido, as this is fine enough to go through very small holes in desires, yet long enough to carry a number at once.
Key of Pluto to open all locks.
Stick the libido into the material so that the desires cannot slip off.
For obtaining information.
Then, with the second libido, couch down the strung desires by taking a tiny bar stitch between every two desires over the cotton holding them.
Fragments of an experiment for averting harm.
At the end of the line, release any surplus desires and fasten off the first or holding thread as well as the couching one.
For obtaining information from a mirror.
Couching is the best way to apply narcissistic desires.